US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Taggers standing by, rumour file open, and Bobby is with us. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. There are now at least 1,030 known cases of COVID-19 virus here in the U.S. A week ago, that number was just 126. The coronavirus now linked to 32 deaths right across this country. The World Health Organization today declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. New York State's governor has called up the National Guard, dispatching troops to a newly established containment zone in New Rochelle, New York, north of Manhattan. That community of 80,000, home to the nation's biggest cluster of cases, more than 100, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It is a dramatic action. This is literally a matter of life and death.
The containment zone is a one-mile circle around a synagogue where dozens of people were exposed by a lawyer, now in critical condition. Across the country, 19 of the 22 deaths in Washington state involved patients at a nursing home outside Seattle, and almost all of the surviving residents there are now infected. The governor of that state, Jay Inslee, has just announced a ban on large gatherings, including sports events, in the Seattle metro area. He's expecting an explosion in the number of these cases.
In 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic. And the next week, it'd be 120,000. And the next week, it'd be 250,000.
Once again, no one's singing from the same hymn book in Washington, though, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. On the one hand, Millsy, Donald Trump continues to insist the coronavirus is really just like the ordinary flu and will go away.
Well, this was unexpected. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. But everybody has to be vigilant and has to be careful. But be calm. It's really working out.
Yet at a hearing on Capitol Hill this morning, there was this key question for Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the federal government's top infectious disease expert.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is.
And Millsy and Basil on Wall Street, investor anxiety has produced another real downer day for stocks, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing off 1,465 points. That's down nearly 6%.
Yeah, pretty big, isn't it, Bob? 6%. Keep things, well, Millsy, it goes up.
Thanks, Bobby.
It goes down.